Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, bear hugs are what Scott believes should be given with no clothing on. Go figure.
We're halfway through second hour of the Scott Hamilton Show on Friday. Brought to you by the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. Take command of your career. The U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command is hiring civilian mariners for a variety of seagoing positions in all departments. Deck, engine, supply, communications, even culinary. To explore more, go to sealiftcommand.com or call 877-JOBS. MSC. Panthers at Eagles. Panthers versus Eagles, rather. Christian McCaffrey, he might play. He's a game-time decision, according to Matt Rhule, which would be ginormous. And again, as we said when it happened, when he pulled that hamstring, strained the hamstring, however they're clearly defining it, those extra 3 days, because it happened on a Thursday, ginormous.
Very beneficial, yes.
Very beneficial. It's expedited the healing process to the point now where instead of missing weeks, as was initially presumed, might get a play this weekend. That'd be huge.
Hopefully.
Falcons host the Jets. That's how it's listed, Jets at Falcons, even though it's across the pond. 9:30 a.m. kickoff, NFL Network. I'm not going to be late for church because of that. I can guarantee you that much, even though I might have some fantasy players going in that game. Speaking of fantasy football, let's find out everything we need to know about Week 5 in the NFL. Joining us now on the Saitama Guest Hotline is a man who's been in the fantasy football game since 1980. That's 41 years, Trent. Almost twice your lifespan. He's the host of the Flying Elvis's Fantasy Football Show on the DSPMediaOnline.com network, as well as the premier fantasy podcast on the Press Play Podcast Network. Jeff Thidoff, good morning.
You know, Scott, I feel awfully old that you said that. I'm not twice the age. I've got twice the experience, I'm sorry. Of the age of someone else on this show, so thank you for that.
I have to look at his young, handsome McGee face every day.
Yeah, it's sick, I know. Get married and have kids, then we'll see how you look, kid. Sparky.
I'll just throw this out there to you, and it'll be an inside joke between the two of us. A young Bucky McCoy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we'll talk to him in a few years.
Mm-hmm. Handsome McGee.
So getting on Google now.
Not being late to church because this, you're not going to be anybody playing this game, are you? I mean,
No.
With Calvin Ridley being out and Justin Gage, not even sorry, Justin Gage, but they have no receiver options really, except for like Kyle Pitts, tight end, and then Cordarrelle Patterson, who I like a lot this week. That's probably like the one guy I'm thinking, you know, I definitely play that guy. Other than that, you could probably, Corey Davis maybe for the Jets, but other than that, you could probably bypass this.
Okay, thank you. I feel better now. Not that I was ever going to even consider it. Here's one thing I am wondering, though, and I'm asking this question actually for my son. He has Cooper Kupp on his roster. Cooper Kupp, 5 receptions for 64 yards in Week 4. That's pretty pedestrian, but he was targeted 13 times, and he's had a great year overall up to this point. Can he maintain that pace?
Yeah, you know, I think he can. Now, obviously, you know, Kupp and the Rams played last night, and I think that, Woods had a huge game. Robert Woods, 12 for 150 or something, with no touchdowns. But you're going to continue to see that. Woods, there'll be a market correction on him. He will start getting more looks than he has been prior to the last night's game. But, yeah, Kupp and Stafford have a connection. And, I think that Kupp, although he won't maintain the same pace, he's not going to drop off too much. But he and Woods are both still excellent options. That whole Rams offense. Last week I called myself out. We met on Friday. I told you I would have been wrong on the Thursday night game. I would have been dead on last night. So I love Darrell Henderson, Stafford. I loved all the Rams players. Wasn't really high on Seahawks offense. But that Rams offense is going to be really fun to watch the rest of the season.
And then my next question is regarding Deebo Samuel, 8 receptions, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns, Week 4 against the Seahawks. That is an incredible stat line, but is it a one-week anomaly? Is he a wide receiver one?
He is a wide receiver one. It's going to take a bit of a hit this week because Garoppolo hasn't practiced yet. We'll see what happens today, but it looks every sign is pointing to this to be Trey Lance's first start. He'll be on the road against Arizona. Now, the good news is they'll have to throw a lot, which is good for Samuel. The bad news is he'll be throwing a lot, which means that there's going to be the propensity for turnovers. And if you're looking to stream a defense or have an option there, Arizona's defense, I think, this week is going to be outstanding because of the fact that I think you're going to see a few turnovers out of Lance. But it'll help Samuel because I think Lance will have to throw the ball a lot because Arizona should be ahead early and maintain a pretty sizable lead throughout that game.
Yeah, Tito, Big Ben, it seems like as of now, he can't really throw the ball past 25, 30 yards. Are you looking at Najee Harris out of the backfield to get more of an important role in the pass game? And will that help his fantasy standings going forward as we see? You know, the offensive line is struggling right now, but if you can get Najee Harris more involved, I think you can win ball games.
Yeah, Harris had a big game a couple weeks ago. He had 19 targets a couple weeks ago, which is an amazing figure for a running back. And it's going to continue to be that way because of the way the offensive line can't protect Ben. Ben's not mobile. A lot of quick passes against Denver this week as well. And in PPR league, Harris's value is even more than we thought it would be before the season started. So, yeah, Harris is going to continue to grow in his role. He'll continue to get a lot of targets out of the backfield there for the Steelers. And, you know, and a lot of it is because of Big Ben. But Harris is still a great threat. He's, again, even stronger. He's a top 10 running back in PPR most weeks for me.
Yeah, and Tito, another one here. You mentioned Calvin Ridley being out earlier. Is this the week where we see Kyle Pitts emerge as that true number one tight end for the Falcons? Because I feel like he's been very quiet over the first four games. Is this the week in London against the Jets that he has a good performance?
You know, if it doesn't happen this week, I'm not sure when it will this year. Because, yes, it all signs point to the fact he's going to get a lot of looks. And you know, going into the season, I wasn't high on Kyle Pitts. I never really liked rookie tight ends as much as they get hyped. So, you know, Pitts' performance so far hasn't surprised me too much. This week, though, is a great week for him to get healthy because Matt Ryan, first of all, doesn't throw the ball deep very often when he does it to Ridley. There's going to be a lot of short passes there. You might see a little bit of a Steelers offense look, I guess, lately there with a lot of short passes. But Pitts, though, I think, yes. I've got him ranked this week sixth overall, and I think he'll have a big week. This could be his breakout week. But I wouldn't expect it every week, just I don't believe in Matt Ryan that much. When Ridley and Gage come back, that's going to take away from some of his targets. But, yeah, I do like Pitts this week as maybe being his best game of the season.
We're joined by fantasy football expert Jeff Thitoff. Follow him on Twitter, at ThitHappens. And, Tito, DJ Moore, he's getting about 35% on average of targets in the Carolina Panthers offense. Is he a top six fantasy wide receiver?
I do think most weeks he's going to be right in that range. I've got him as a top five guy this week, but he'll be consistently top 10. You know, Darnold's not going to sustain that rate he has of rushing touchdowns. And McCaffrey being limited also still helps DJ Moore out there. I think DJ Moore is consistently a top 10 receiver. Some weeks, like this week going into Philadelphia, McCaffrey may play, may not play, may not be 100%. Yeah, Moore is – and I'm a little surprised that Darnold and Robbie Anderson have not had the connection they had with the Jets for a while there. I thought that Darnold Anderson would pick up where they left off, but Moore has emerged as the number one target there for Darnold, and I don't see it changing at all.
You can get fantasy football advice by following Jeff Thitoff on Twitter, at ThitHappens. Tito, thanks for joining us on the Say Tom I Guest hotline. We look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks, man. If my old butt lives another week, we'll talk next week.
All right, appreciate it. That's Jeff Thitoff, fantasy football expert. You can follow him on Twitter, at ThitHappens.